This is Ball Benders.
But we finally get to do this. I've always said if I needed to do a podcast alongside someone, it needed to be someone whom I could have great conversation. Basil joins me today on Ball Benders. What's going on, my friend?
Well, it's a pleasure to be joined in with you, my friend. And I've been excited to do this for a long time. And we finally get to do football content together.
Of course. Where else to start from, man? Manchester City against Arsenal, 3-0. Crazy scenarios. David Luiz had a bit of a madness, but it's what it is right now. David Luiz is being taken as a bit of a scapegoat. What did you make of that game?
It's been 3 months without Premier League, and to start Premier League action with this game with this kind of magnitude is pretty awesome. But I was really hoping that Arsenal can give Man City a game and perform better, but David Luiz just ruined the whole thing, and it was really disappointing. I think that could potentially be the worst ever Premier League performance.
By any player?
By any player. To get in for like 24 minutes, I'm thinking 24, and to make an error leading to a goal and then tackle a player and leading to a penalty and then get discarded sent out. That's crazy.
He made Sterling so comfortable, so easy. First goal, Arsenal were holding up until almost the end of the first half, and their manager must be so disappointed.
He wasn't even starting. That's the crazy thing. And he had to go in because
Pablo Mari.
Mari got injured. So, but to think about it, David Luiz hasn't been this bad. I remember him being a very good centre back. I don't know what got into him.
Won the Champions League for Chelsea. He was so good playing alongside Gary.
And he was so good. It got him a big fee transfer to PSG for almost £50 million.
So and I remember him against Chelsea in the Champions League and celebrated.
And to go from that to being absolutely shambolic like now, it's crazy. I don't know what got into it. Yeah, it's kind of sad. Right. He was one of my favorite centre backs. He could belt up.
But what's next? What's next, man? What's next for David Luiz right now?
He's asking for contract renewal for 2 years, which is crazy after what he did.
Arsenal only offering 1 year.
That's the ideal option. 1 year is for a guy who's making crazy mistakes this season. It's pretty generous from Arsenal. But for me, Devin Luiz was one of the best before. He could build from the back. He could shoot free kicks. He's good in the air. But I don't know what happened to him, man. It's crazy.
Ball playing defender as well. We're talking about ball playing defenders. One guy got injured yesterday, Pablo Mari. We talked about him. He's out for the rest of the season. Really sad. I saw him play against Liverpool in the World Cup. Spanish guy.
Did you get to see the Guardiola reaction to when he was picked up? He went past him and he did not even look at him. I don't know. It was a weird reaction from Guardiola.
Guardiola is a freak, you know.
Exactly. I don't know what happened there. But
have you heard Ibrahimovic talk about Pep Guardiola?
Of course. He says he's emotionless. He doesn't care about his players or whatever. But to see that on live, it was really unexpected.
Away from David Luiz now, I know he's getting a lot of sticks from Arsenal fans and every football enthusiast around the world. Let us look at Mesut Ozil, your guy. He wasn't in the squad at all, and the manager is saying it was for tactical reasons. I find that a bit...
There's something going on, and it's quite obvious. I remember when Mikel Arteta first came, Ozil was one of the first players on his lineup, but I don't know what happened now. I think my guess, this is going to be Ozil last season. in Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
With everything that's going on right now, maybe he's going back to Turkey or something. But yeah, it does not go in very well between Arteta and Ozil.
But the man seems determined to fight for his shirt, especially the way Arsenal played last night. It was so shambolic.
Yeah.
Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang was so frustrated. They couldn't.
What did you make of the line? I found it kind of weird.
It was so inexperienced.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with that Arsenal side. They have a few of them who are experienced, people like Shaq and Mesut Ozil.
Mm-hmm.
But even the experienced one, they are always underperforming.
And Lacazette does not get any game time, which mm-hmm. I don't know why. Maybe he's not performing well in the training. There's a lot of things that's been going on with Arsenal. For me, I think I would love to get the old Arsenal back, to get more excitement in the league. I want to see Arsenal perform. I want to see Man United perform better. I want to see Chelsea. Mm. Chelsea is doing very good, actually.
Before we go on and talk about Chelsea, let's look at Manchester City. They were obviously the winning side. Did not start Sergio Aguero. So many FPL
matches. That was disappointing for me. I had him in my FPL team and I captained him. And I was really, really disappointed that he was not starting. He could have, in a game like this, he could have gotten a hat trick or something.
Of course.
But we still have the Burnley game, so there's a lot of high hopes with that one.
For the next game, of course.
Yeah. Finger crossed, he's gonna start and he's gonna probably score at least 2 goals.
We'll wait and see how that one goes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's look at the other game that happened yesterday. That one happened earlier between Aston Villa and Sheffield. 0-0 ended. There was a big controversy. Should have been a goal. Then goal line technology filling for the first.
I can't see how this does not count.
I just hope it doesn't come on Sheffield.
Yeah, and my say on this, I think Sheffield got robbed because that was a clear call, and in an instant like that, goal line technology should be working.
Mm-hmm.
I can't the statement that was given by the referee. I cannot justify it, saying the clock.
VAR pick it out. If goal line technology didn't pick it out, then why didn't VAR pick it out?
That's a good question. I don't know why, but you never know, man.
It's crazy, you know.
It's a crazy decision. I mean, I think Sheffield United has dropped really bad.
They're looking to make it into the European places, and right now you look at the competition they have, the likes of Tottenham, Man United, even Arsenal still in with a shout. And Sheffield United, the brand of football they played, man, it's really exciting. Just Chris Wilder, the way he sets up that team. It would be disappointing for them not to make Europe, despite all the hard work.
And they've been performing really good from the beginning of the season. And I've been watching them with Liverpool. They've been very entertaining this season. They play as a team. Like no one is outperforming his teammates. Everyone is doing
even the defenders.
Even the defenders. And you cannot talk about Sheffield United without mentioning Dean Henderson. I think he's on par with Alisson this season. He's been performing really good. And
does he have a chance at Man United? He just signed a new loan extension right there with Sheffield.
He's only 24 years old, and the way I see it, De Gea is really not the best. He's not the old De Gea from 3-4 years ago. So I can see that he has a chance. Probably 2 years from now, he can get into the Man United lineup and secure a first choice position for a goalkeeper. He's a very exciting goalkeeper. He's an exciting talent, and Sheffield United are very lucky to have him.
Maybe one day he could become England's number one and Man United's number one.
He should be. The way I see it, he's way better than Jordan Pickford. And he should be the one leading the England lineup in the next years. That's my personal opinion.
All right, away from yesterday, let's look at the latest news from today. Timo Werner, big name signing arriving at Chelsea. Obviously, Liverpool fans a bit disappointed looking at this one with one eye right now. But yeah, it is what it is. German international signed for Chelsea.
It's an amazing signing for Chelsea. I'm feeling jealous. I've been jealous because he's been linked to Liverpool for 3-4 months, and he has always said that his first choice would be Liverpool, but I cannot see the reason why we did not go for him, but Chelsea got
I think Liverpool didn't see a reason to sign him, because if he joined Liverpool he was going to be on the bench anyways.
Yeah, here's my theory. My guess is he was going to sign when they announced that the African Cup of Nations was going to be held in January of next year. And now there's been rumors that it's going to be canceled due to the COVID-19. So when that news came out, I think Liverpool were skeptical after that, because the only reason they were going for Timo Werner was to fill the void. That's going to be emptied from Mo Salah and Sadio Mane. So,
but at this point in his career, should he be looking at? Shouldn't he have been looking at Chelsea all along? Chelsea offer him the chance to start.
Yeah,
the chance to become.
Yeah, it's a more ideal destination for Timo Werner. He can get into the starting 11 like almost instantly. He has competition, of course, with Tammy Abraham. And he has the higher.
But how does he? You just talked about Tammy Abraham. Mm-hmm. We've seen Timo Werner over the past couple of seasons. I don't know if you've been watching Leipzig, but he plays alongside
bits and pieces.
Urari. Yeah, he plays behind Urari. Mm-hmm. That's Yusuf Poulsen.
Yeah,
and they link up really well. But how does he fit into Chelsea's side? Do you see him playing similarly to the way he played for Leipzig, just playing behind Tammy Abraham?
The good thing about Timo Werner was he's capable of playing everywhere in the front line. He can play on the wing. He can play as a striker. So he can share a good partnership with Tammy Abraham, or with the signing of Hakim Ziyech, of course. They can play 4-3-3 with Timo Werner solely on the front, and on the wings Pulisic and Ziyech, with Tammy on the bench. But Lampard has a lot of options. He can switch.
Good headings.
Yeah. So it's a very good signing, and Chelsea are looking a very good candidate to challenge for the league next season with all the signings. And then they're still to come. They are still targeting Ben Chilwell. For a left back, or the guy from Ajax, left back. What's his name?
Tagliafico.
Yeah, Tagliafico. Yeah, the Argentinian. So Chelsea are spending.
Yeah, good. Alex Telles as well. Maybe that could be a better signing.
Yeah, I haven't heard about it. Telles is a very good signing too. But the thing that they miss up the most is a very good center back, and they could go for Thiago Silva, who is running out of contract from PSG. He could be a very good option too.
Very. You know, I look at that Chelsea side. So many young players. They've still got experience. People like Kante still in that squad. Mm-hmm. But then you bringing in. You just talked about Hakim Ziyech. We are talking about Timo Werner, and they are in with the possibility of bringing in Kai Havertz as well. It seems to me like Chelsea are securing the future. They're looking at the next 5 years.
They are, of course.
Should the rest of the Premier League right now?
Actually, yeah, they should take the same steps as Chelsea, and building for the future is the best strategy right now. There's a lot of talents in the German league and the Spanish league, not so much. But Premier League clubs, they could invest really heavily on young players and flourish from that.
All right, big game tonight. Manchester United take on Spurs right there at the London Stadium. Not the London Stadium, the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, I beg your pardon. But before we go talk about that, let's talk about a game last night from the La Liga. Real Madrid defeated Valencia 3-0. Karim Benzema back again in the goals. Eden Hazard got an assist.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the goals, but I have heard that Benzema scored a
scored. Yeah.
Just let me check out Benzema's goal real quick.
Well, how do you see it going in La Liga this season? It seems like the Premier League and La Liga kind of interchanged the level of competition we used to see in the Premier League. At some point, it was the big six. You never know who could win the Premier League. But this time around, Liverpool absolutely blowing everyone apart. 22 points as it stands. If they win over the weekend, returns to 25
points. 25
points. But they need to win. Of course they would. I hope they do.
Yeah.
But, right now.
I was cheering for Arsenal to win so that we can secure the title.
We can wrap it up.
You can't always depend on Arsenal, though. They let you down every time.
But let's not digress. That game, in La Liga right now, it looks like Real Madrid and Barcelona. We don't exactly know where the title is going at this point. But if you're looking at it from your perspective, from the way they've played this season, Zinedine Zidane trying as much as possible to ensure Real Madrid get going again. But it seems sometimes he gets really frustrated. He can't get the players playing the way he wants them to. Eden Hazard has come in, big money signing from Chelsea. Cannot get his foot on the ground. This is like his first assist, his first meaningful contribution since he signed for Real Madrid.
I think he gave an assist for Sergio Ramos.
Yeah.
Was it this game or the last game?
Who? Sergio Ramos?
Yeah, Sergio Ramos scored from an Eden Hazard assist. Yeah. Was it this game?
No, he wasn't this game. The last game.
So two assists in two games. That's a very good record for Hazard.
Oh, he had an assist in the last game?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And he's trying, he's still proving his worth. I still think Eden Hazard is going to be a good signing. He has been very unfortunate with injuries, but he still has time to perform. He has the remaining of this season and he has next season to excel. I have high hopes for him. But yeah, the Spanish league this season has been very close between Barcelona and Real Madrid as always. Who do you think is gonna be the
for me, off the top of my head, I would just say Barcelona because they have Lionel Messi. If they did not have Lionel Messi, then maybe Real Madrid.
True.
But Messi, he just turns up with those great performances. Even when Barcelona are not doing well, he just has a way of always bailing them out of jail.
Yeah.
I just see him in the end, he would just be the difference between Barcelona and Real Madrid.
I have to agree. Even after how long has he been playing? It's every season he's performing even better than the season before.
You know what's crazy about Lionel Messi? Everyone is saying he's not in form, he's not even having his best season. But if you check the assist and goals ratio, he has the best assist. He has the best goals scored so far.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Messi, just leaps and bounds and the rest.
He's by far the best player ever. That's my humble opinion.
I saw the Barcelona game, the first one they had, I think 3-0. That was against Leganes. They had this Brathwaite guy from Denmark. I don't know if you saw that game, but they had a striker.
I saw the highlights.
He's really good.
Yeah, and he came from
Leganes.
From Leganes, yeah. And
he was
a strange name. He has a strange name. And I didn't know that he's a I first saw him when the highlights came in. I was like, "Who's this player?" But he was really good. He was not bad at all, actually.
He looked like Chris Brown as well. Anyway, man. Let's leave Spain now. Back to England. Big game tonight. Spurs take on Man United. 8:15 p.m. Nigerian time. Do the calculation. Nigeria is GMT plus one. So do the calculation if you're from America.
Yeah.
Man United, they go all the way to play former manager Jose Mourinho. And Mourinho has been in the media as usual. He says Harry Kane would start this one. It looks like they have Son Heung-min as well back. Tottenham Hotspur, very exciting team.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see the partnership between Fernandes and Pogba. It's it's a promising partnership, and I really can't wait to see how they perform together. It's going to be a very good game.
Where do you see the game being won and lost? For me, I feel like the midfield area would be very important. You just pointed out the partnership between Paul Pogba and Bruno Fernandes. I think that would be very crucial. The way Jose Mourinho finds a way to break it down. Paul Pogba, obviously very talented. Bruno Fernandes has come in and hit the ground. I mean, the way he connects with the attack is really brilliant to see. I mean, I was a bit skeptical when he was coming in at first. I was like, oh, he can't bring it to the Premier League. The Portuguese league wasn't anything close to the Premier League. But he shut me out completely. He's done really well.
Yeah.
Even with the team of the season last season. This season, I beg you pardon.
This was actually crazy decision to include. He hasn't played like 5 games and you already include him in a team of the season. I don't think this decision is justified really. But he but he's been amazing ever since he came. He scored and
how do you see
the way Mourinho had to play.
How do you see Jose Mourinho dealing with all of that threat from midfield, from United midfield?
I would guess it would be typical Mourinho style. He's going to play in the back and try to secure a good defensive mentality.
Maybe Moussa Sissoko comes in there.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be...
Or is this the game when we finally see Tanguy Ndombele come to life?
Let's hope so. He was a very good player when he was in Lyon. Ever since he came to Spurs, he was unlucky with injuries. He performed not too bad when he first in his first 2-3 games, but ever since then, it's been going downhill for him. Let's hope this game is the comeback of Ndombele to his best.
We have to talk about this guy, Marcus Rashford. I mean, doing really well on the field before his injury, but obviously what he's done outside of the field as well. He's got the United Kingdom government. They had to reassess a decision not to attend to vulnerable kids around the UK. He wrote personally to the Prime Minister asking him to rethink that decision. And because of him right now, kids around the UK are getting free food for the rest of the summer. Amazing gesture from him.
It's really amazing. To see a young man like him persuade the Prime Minister to do a decision like that is really inspiring, and he's actually a very good role model for all the young men.
You know, it's really inspiring what young black footballers are doing. You look at Raheem Sterling as well, what he's done. He had an ad on Instagram where he was trying to show support for the Black Lives Matter movement. It's not something. I think this generation of footballers are showing more concern. They're showing that they can relate to how the people actually do feel, because in the past it wasn't always like this. It was like footballers just being full professionals, just focusing on their careers. But right now it's like they're more than just footballers. They're trying to do stuff even outside of the.
They are actually social activists right now. They're doing a lot of work outside their football career, and they're implementing very good ideas to the society and everything. So you gotta give them that.
Does Marcus Rashford start for you today?
For Man United?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably the best striker they have.
So that takes us to. They have a Nigerian international on loan from China, Odion Judihalo. What have you made of his performance so far?
He performed really good ever since he came in. Whenever he was needed, he scored. He performed really good in the Europa League, but I can't see him starting tomorrow. Yeah, I can't see him because there's Rashford, there's Martial, even there's James. So it's kind of hard for him to start, but coming from the bench, he could be a very good, very useful solution. So Solskjaer.
Where do you see this one going tonight? Spurs against Man United? Any?
It's gonna be a very close game, but
scoreline predictions.
My gut feeling, I'm gonna side with Man United.
Really?
Yeah.
For Liverpool fans siding with Man United, first time in like forever.
No, I'm not siding. I'm not siding, guys. I'm supporting them. No, I'm siding because they have the better squad, and with Fernandes and Pogba coming all together, they could really be a very good partnership. So yeah, I think it's either a draw or a Man United win.
All right. For all the bookies listening right now, that's cookie for you, all the way from Basel. Win or lose, Man United. Win or draw, Man United. So put your money where your mouth is. Moving on with the rest of the podcast, let's look at this one. Norwich City against Southampton. What a game that would be. Todd Cantwell, really interesting guy to see. But Norwich they've been shocking this season. They started like a house on fire, doing really well. Teemu Pukki got a couple of FPL managers very, very, very excited, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like all of the fire has been extinguished right now. Todd Cantwell might be leaving them at the end of the season.
He's been linked with Liverpool, actually. And we have seen that in the past, where Liverpool pick up a signing from a relegated team. We've seen Andrew Robertson from Hull City.
Yeah.
We've seen Gini Wijnaldum before. So there's a slight chance that Todd Cantwell can be a good acquisition in place of Adam Lallana.
He's leaving Liverpool, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's in the last year of his contract.
Cantwell? Do you think he's a good replacement? Do you think he can be a good squad addition for Liverpool?
Of course he can. The way he's carried that Norwich City side, it's not been successful so far, but the way he's carried them on his young shoulders, I think he's showed a level of leadership. He showed that he could as well do better if he was playing alongside quality players. And obviously Liverpool side, world-class players, the likes of Mo Salah, Sadio Mane and Firmino. If he gets in that Liverpool side, he gets some game time, then maybe he can adjust and be a world beater.
Yeah.
But at this point, he has to focus on saving Norwich from getting relegated. They sit 20th right now. Do you see them surviving?
It's really tough for them to survive. My feeling is they're gonna be relegated alongside Bournemouth and probably Watford as well. I can see Aston Villa actually surviving.
Tell me you're not about Watford because they beat Liverpool.
This has nothing to do with it. But my guess is Watford are going to be relegated alongside Norwich City and Bournemouth. I can see Aston Villa surviving. But talking about Todd Cantwell, you cannot forget his performance against Manchester City. He really was the star man of that game, scoring and assisting.
All right, before we get on now and talk about transfers, let's quickly do one about Fantasy Premier League. Manager. At some point, Barca was number one in the world. I mean, Barca was going crazy. He told me, mate, I'm number one in the world. It was unbelievable. But how did you feel that day? Just take me back to the memory.
It was last season, I think. It was a crazy, crazy round. Actually, it was not only the FPL. It was the same week as we beat Man United with the Shaqiri 2 goals, and I also had him in my FBL lineup, and so it was a very good day, being the top of the world and beating Man United.
I remember that game. Shaqiri 2 goals against Man United.
This was the round, right? Yeah, this was the round I made it top of the world. It was a very proud achievement of mine.
Amazing. So there you have it, the listener. If Basel is giving you advice on FPL, then you know it's nothing but expert advice. What would you be advising going into this week for managers who are looking to get a bit more points? In our personal league right now, you're ahead of me by like 10 points, but don't worry, I'll catch you. But what's your advice for the managers right
gone.
Now, especially...
Wow. I cannot give any more advice because it's already been done.
Okay.
We can do a squad prediction for next week, and we could we could give some advice on who to pick and who not to, who's not to pick. And yeah, it's we'll have to see how the sound goes. Because the Premier League has been off for 3 months, and you cannot really predict how the players are gonna perform. So we're gonna see how this round wraps up, and and after that, we can make a very good suggestion for next week.
I think this is a bit more personal right now because I need personal advice. I have Jack Grealish in my squad. It seemed to not be anywhere to be found on the field in that game.
Personally, I
was so disappointed.
Yeah, I would suggest
I expected
that you keep
more from
him. Because as I said before, I think Aston Villa is gonna be fighting for staying up, and Grealish is gonna be their man to keep them. So I'm actually gonna keep him in my team for 3-4 rounds and see if he's gonna perform. Of course, I'm gonna keep him. If not, I'm gonna look for a replacement. But he's a very good player, so don't take him away. That's my advice.
Mo Salah is one of the most transferred out players right now. I think managers are looking at the fact that Liverpool have the league wrapped up already, so there might not be too much to play for.
There's also been some rumors about an injury. He picked up an injury, him and Robertson. So that's probably another reason why he's been transferred out.
All right, that's that about that concerning FPL. Let's go over to transfer news now. We talked about Timo Werner, who has signed for Chelsea already. Another guy is being linked with Chelsea at this point. I did a podcast about him. You guys go check that out on the channel. Kai Havertz plays for Bayer Leverkusen. He's been linked with Chelsea, linked with Real Madrid as well as Bayern Munich. At some point, it was Bayern Munich who were the favorites to get signature. But Chelsea don't want to give up. Frank Lampard, he wants to bring all the best young players from around Europe into that Chelsea side.
Links to Liverpool? Because I would really love him.
There's surely links, but you know, nothing concrete. Chelsea are the team coming out with the concrete.
Liverpool. He's very good. He kind of reminds me of Kaká. He has the same play style.
Yeah.
He's good with both feet. He's tall. He's skillful. He can shoot. He can head. He's a very exciting talent. And I would be very mad if he goes to Chelsea again. So, because we already missed out on Timo Werner. I don't want to miss out on this guy. If he's gonna go somewhere else other than Liverpool, I would love him to go to Real Madrid or whatever. But no other team in the Premier League.
Not Chelsea. Not Bayern Munich.
Yeah, he can go to Bayern. I don't care. But
I don't want him to go anywhere
else in the Premier League except for Liverpool. Hopefully, though.
Yeah. As you've been selfish.
He's a very exciting talent. Yeah. And
well, talking about Liverpool, Philippe Coutinho seems like a distant memory right now. He's been in the news. Reportedly, he's trying to persuade Jurgen Klopp to bring him back to Liverpool. Would you take him back?
I'm very skeptical. If he is the only available option for us, I would say yes. But if we had...
But Liverpool has to pay around 60 million for him, and he's around 27 years old right now.
I don't think Liverpool are going to pay that much. There's no way. We already missed out on Timo Werner, and because we're not going to pay £47 million, and now you're saying, what, 60 million? There's no way. For Coutinho, the one who gave us away and went to Barcelona? I don't think so. There's a very, very slight chance that he's going to sign for Liverpool again. I don't actually see it happening. But if you ask for my opinion, would you take him back? I would, if there's no other available option.
And especially with younger players costing around that amount of money.
If I'm going to pay £16 million for a player, I would go for another one. I would go for Kai Havertz. Yeah.
Same here. Okay, let's look at Arsenal again. David Luiz looking to get a contract extension.